Right now, we're going to talk about a topic that whenever we bring it up, we get tons of reaction on. And it is the iPad, and in particular, my very hot sports opinion that I've had now for a year. I stated this 1 year ago. I said that the iPad in 5 years would be basically obsolete, or it would be a doorstop, or a boat anchor, or whatever you want to say. And my feeling about the iPad has always been, not that it's not going to be a short-term success, it obviously has been. I've never said it will be a failure and not make money. I've said it will be an ultimate failure down the road. Now, maybe it's 3 or 4 years at the top will constitute a success, and that's fine. But to me, it's always been an unnecessary middle step between the smartphone and the laptop computer. And I've just observed George, who's on vacation today, but he's got an iPad. And when he first brought it in, he was very proud of it. And then I would watch him use it every morning or try to use it. On the mornings, he did bring it up. It obviously wasn't necessary to his job. He didn't need it every day. But when he would use it, he was always fidgeting with it because it wouldn't sit upright, and he was trying to hold it. And then he'd lay it down and try to work on it, and he'd have to hunker over it to read it, and he didn't know where to put it, and it just seemed real awkward. So I thought, okay, I don't know that that's got staying power. And I just feel like at some point we're going to realize, oh yeah, I don't need this tablet because I do everything on my laptop or my smartphone. It's really not that much more portable than my laptop. In other words, I can't put it in my pocket, but I can put my smartphone in my pocket. Well, when I issue this opinion, and it's now been a year, so I say in 4 years it'll be a boat anchor, I get so much feedback, and half of it is, you are an idiot. Like Brad C., who tweets this morning and says, I can't wait to listen to this next segment on the TuneIn radio app on my iPad. Or Terry, who emails an article that says, one expert, quote, I truly believe, and many others in this industry believe, there will come a day when the tablet market in units is larger than the PC market.
Yeah, March 2013 is when it's going to take place.
But then I get support, like this email from Brent. He says, you're dead on with the iPad. The awkwardness of the iPad is the reason I won't invest in it. To me, it is the middleman in business dealings. They don't offer anything more than just getting in the way. And now full-functioning laptops are available and smaller to where you can close them. They're the size of an iPad. He says, you will win this battle. Patrick says, you hit it on the head when you said you don't know why you need an iPad. This was when we had this conversation a couple weeks ago. Patrick says, that was the premise and genius, I guess, behind Steve Jobs coming up with these products. He said, don't ask people what they want. Give them what they think they want or need. And the iPad is just that. Paul says, the Asus ZenBook, insanely thin laptop, makes the iPad obsolete already. It's approximately the same size with much better performance and screen for about $800.
But is it touchscreen? I doubt it's touchscreen.
I don't know. And Andrew says, I spent the holidays around family where several iPads were being used and talked about. The only thing I saw them being used for, kids playing Angry Birds, browsing Pinterest and YouTube videos. Anytime someone would have something halfway serious to do, such as book a flight or send a work email, the laptop would suddenly be the tool of choice. I don't think I'd have a problem with the iPad if its proponents would admit that it's an expensive toy rather than a great leap in technology.
I agree that it's an expensive toy, but I also think that you're wrong on that it's going to be gone in 4 years. I think that you're going to have different sizes of iPads. You know, the rumor now is the iPad 3 is going to be a little bit smaller than the iPad 2.
Mm-hmm. So I'm already winning.
Well, you're going to have sizes to choose from. It's like saying that the... You know, laptops, there's different sizes of laptops to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an in-between device. But I think in-between devices are useful. You know, the laptop, to me, is a useful in-between device between a smartphone and a desktop.
Right.
And between those two, between the laptop and the smartphone, you're going to have the iPad. It is useful, and it will stay around. I mean, heck, we're already seeing applications for it. The Air Force just bought 18,000 iPads to replace their flight manuals. We've already seen that in commercial aviation. They're buying iPads to replace their flight manuals and all the books they have to carry. iPads replacing textbooks in school systems. College students are going to have all their textbooks on iPads. Doctors and hospitals are already using them. Car dealers use them. There's all sorts of applications for this thing that will make it where it'll never go away. It's a new segment that's been invented. We haven't even gotten rid of iPods yet. You know, a smartphone does everything that the iPod will do,
mm-hmm.
but we still have iPods. People still use iPods, even though we found there's other devices that replicate it. I think that the replication of the work that one device can do is supplanted by the fact of size. You like different sizes for different applications. When mm-hmm. you're going to a restaurant, you don't want to, hey, snag the laptop on the way out in case we have some question that comes up or want to talk about some article. No, you grab the iPad.
But if the laptop eventually gets to be the size of the iPad, and apparently it already has, won't that make the iPad obsolete? What if you had a laptop with a touchscreen and the keyboard, and it's the same size and weight as an iPad? Why would you need an iPad?
Well, I think that it's the same as an iPad. As long as it has the touchscreen and the Apple-based OS that's intuitive like that, that's mm-hmm. very similar to that, then people will just call that an iPad with a keyboard. The lines get blurred, certainly.
It seems like a laptop, though, by definition, is something with the keyboard that the iPad doesn't have and something that opens and closes.
Right. And if you want to make those the sine qua non of what a laptop is, then fine. But to me, it's still the same thing.
Well, on a laptop, you don't have to sync up with another computer, right? You have to do that with an iPad, like mm-hmm. your iPod or whatever.
Yeah, but when it gets all cloud-based, then what's the distinction there? Laptops sync up cloud-based-wise, too. I mean, so they're still syncing.
Won't we eventually get to a day where... And we'll eventually get to a day where we don't have any device, where everything is done through our brains.
Right. You'll have an implanted chip.
Yeah.
That you think of what you want to search for, it searches for you, and then all of a sudden that knowledge is in your head.
Right. But before we get there, won't we get to a point where the smartphone is maybe of all of them, desktop, laptop, iPad, and smartphone, won't the smartphone be the one that has the most staying power because it's the smallest and the most convenient to lug around?
Well, not necessarily, because to me the defining characteristic of a smartphone? What makes it a smartphone is that it's a phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the phone part's going to go away here pretty soon.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't use the term smartphone.
Just a smaller iPad?
Yeah, a smaller computer that'll allow you to do everything, that everything will be contained in this little thing you can keep in your pocket. Your credit cards, everything will be all rolled into one. Your driver's license, your passport, your ID, you will all carry this little thing around
right.
that will serve as that. At a restaurant, you'll pay for it by pressing a button on this phone. At an airport, you'll show your ID by pressing another button.
We basically already have the technology to do that now. It's just culturally we haven't quite wanted to give up physical things of like credit cards and things like that. But you can pay with iPads. Heck, mm-hmm. when you go to... Have you been to like a... I don't know. The time I remember this is when I went to some school and they were having like a fair thing and you could buy stuff. But you can purchase, like from your own iPhone, you have a little credit card attachment up top and you swipe someone's credit card.
Yep.
So now everyone has credit card merchant capabilities if you just have an iPhone. That amazes me.
The reason I believe that the iPad, that at some point, very soon, 4 years, we're going to look back and laugh at the iPad. Because while the smartphone or iPhone seems convenient and handy, and the laptop seems purposeful and seems like it has its place, there's something so awkward. We are all trying desperately to make the iPad fit. And to me, the biggest giggle is when someone pulls out their big old iPad and they hold it up and use it as a camera.
Yeah, that
it's
is
this,
crazy
it's
looking.
It's this giant, and it already looks antiquated.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what are you doing? We have little credit card size cameras or your phone, but people hold up this iPad like it's this great thing, like, wow, look, I can take a picture with it.
Well, I don't think that's what they're doing.
And to me, that's so horse and buggy looking.
They're doing that because they don't have their camera with them, and this is an all-in-one device. So that, hey, I want to get this on tape, or I wanted to get this on digital, and so I... am going to hold up my iPad. It's the only device I have with a camera right now.
And to me, that's the same as when we watch Wall Street and we see Gordon Gekko hold the gigantic cell phone to his ear.
Now, here's something in the iPad's favor. The laptop seat you're talking about, that one guy said, has already made the iPad obsolete. I don't think that laptop has a touchscreen, but even if it does, I doubt very seriously that it has gyroscopes in it, and I doubt very seriously that it has GPS in it the way an iPad does. And those are valuable things. The gyroscope is an input device, the same as a keyboard or a mouse would be. The GPS replaces another device. You know, you don't only have to carry a GPS. Now all your maps are done right there in your iPad.
So what do you use more, your laptop or your iPad?
I use my laptop more because that's what I plant in front of me during the show. And then when I don't like using any touchscreen keyboard.
A virtual keyboard?
Yes. Even on my iPhone. I hardly ever text on my iPhone because I can't stand that. I have big fingers and it just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So I don't like that.
So isn't that a reason, because I'm with you, and I think a lot of people are like that, isn't that another reason why eventually people will just say, I'll just stick with my laptop?
No, because that's you and me. I think that we're more in the minority on that.
Really?
I mean, there's some people that agree with us, yes. But, you know, we may be in the minority. I don't think that everyone's going to come over to our side. I think we're eventually probably going to be forced to go over into their side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's a great device. It's a great device. It's here to stay. It's already getting integrated into more and more practical applications in culture. There's a reason why these things are selling so much, and it's not just because everyone wants to be cool. I'm not discounting that segment of the population that buys them just to be cool. You know, and here's a... I'm going to read you this email, Craig, as I'm in the pro-iPad camp.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon, I know I'm a minority... But being a quadriplegic, the iPad has been the best thing ever.
Okay.
It's the perfect size for me since I cannot pick up a laptop. I can now read books, even though I cannot turn real pages very well. There are so many apps that I can do things on that I can never be, that can never be done in my normal condition, or in my condition. I know it was not invented for paralyzed people like me, but I feel it's made my life that much more normal feeling. What do you have to say to that, Craig?
I think that's great.
P1 Mark.
I think that's great that he gets such great use out of it and such great pleasure. P1 Joe emails and says, even if you only use it to watch movies and television, it's a darn good device. Well, can't you watch movies and television on your laptop?
Yes, yes. But the laptop
or
is
your
not
smartphone.
It's still not as portable. I'm telling
See,
you,
and
there's
I have
something-
a problem with that. It's... The size differences are not that much different to where this iPad is. Oh, we can take it anywhere that, where can you take an iPad that you can't take a laptop?
You can take a desktop just about anywhere. You can take a laptop too. But the point is convenience. And at some point, there's a size difference that makes a difference. And I'm telling you that between the laptop and the iPad, there's a size difference that makes a difference when it comes to portability.
There's a much bigger size difference between a desktop and a laptop. You cannot put a desktop in your backpack.
But to me,
you can put both a laptop and an iPad in your backpack.
But to me, you haven't heard what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's a size difference that makes a difference when it comes to, are you going to carry it with you? And I will not take my laptop to a restaurant. I will take my iPad. Now, why? You would think that you could just appeal to my simple human intellect that there's not that big a difference between these two. But there is when it comes to just intuitively, this one feels a lot more portable than this one does.
And I think you've just talked yourself into that because of the iPad marketing.
But I really haven't. I mean, I really haven't. I have no problem with laptops. I love laptops. Think they're great. I'm not trying to engineer them into extinction.
Or is it not the size, but it's the fact that you are more easily able to sync your iPad? Because you can pick up when your iPad, you can get internet anywhere, right?
Right.
So maybe that's why.
You can get a 3G card or something for your laptop, too.
But it's easier with the iPad. If you were to take a restaurant a laptop to a restaurant and sit down, you'd have to what wireless is in range? Okay, no, I got to pay
for
that.
But I know a lot of people that have the 3G card for their laptops. They could easily just to take the laptop as opposed to the iPad. There is something about it that is more portable.
I don't believe that, but let's take some calls. And let's go to Steve in Rockwall. You're on the ticket.
Hey, Steve. You there?
Got the phones up? Steve, you with us?
We got them.
Hear me?
Yeah.
Y'all.
Hey, just wanted to touch on your comment, Junior, about the future where everything is going to be integrated into one smaller type of device. That's kind of already coming out in May. Samsung's bringing out a device that's going to be a little bit bigger than the, you know, normal cell phone, but it's basically going to be a tablet and a cell phone all in one. There's also another device that kind of folds open like a book to make the screen a little bit larger. And there's rumors that the next iPhone is also going to have that that feature where it kind of opens up like a book.
So see, my plan is working.
But to me, is this the iPad going away? I mean, I think that you're always going to make the argument that you're victorious. If the iPad ever gets a keyboard that's attached to it, you'll say, well, that's
right.
No longer a lap, an iPad.
And it won't be the original iPad or the iPad
well,
in its
but
first
nothing's the original.
Incarnation.
It's like saying, okay, smartphones haven't really, they've changed so much. Are they really the same thing as what originally started with Gordon Gekko?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
You're catching on. My prediction is
no,
going
I'm
to come
I'm catching on
true.
That it's an unfalsifiable premise that you have.
No, it will change, but everything that people rave about the iPad now or its original form, they're not going to be raving about in 5 years or in 4 years. They'll say, yeah, you were right about that. It really wasn't that much more convenient. Or, yeah, that did bug me. And George will say, yeah, I did have problems setting it up at work and all of that. That's what I think I'm going to be right on. I don't disagree it's going to change. Laptops have changed. Smartphones
But you're
changed.
Saying we will not have a touch device, an interactive touch device.
The tablet device as we know it now is the iPad we won't have.
Okay,
in 4 years.
Define what that device is. It's a touch interactive thing, right? You
right.
Can have a touch screen.
No keyboard. Touch screen.
And
a halfway size between, I don't even know if it's halfway technically between a laptop and a smartphone, but somewhere in there.
But tablets already come in different sizes now.
Right. They will only come in really small sizes.
Close
to a smartphone.
Like an iPhone.
Yeah.
So, but an iPod Touch basically is that device. Just doesn't have a phone to it.
Right.
So I don't understand. I really don't understand your claim.
They will not. Your iPad that you have now.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no need for it in
There will be
years.
No tablet computing, in other words.
Correct.
Tablets will go away.
Correct.
Gosh, I think
now,
you're
now
so
they,
wrong in
they
that.
They will be the size of smartphones, maybe. And you might still call them a tablet, but they won't be a real tablet that's a true middleman. It'll be something you can fit in your pocket. And
so,
to me, that's in the smartphone family and not the tablet family.
But it is a tablet. If as long as it doesn't have a phone, it's going to be a tablet. So then how will the claim ever go away? I mean your claim
Well, I'm talking about the size, the middle size. We won't have that.
In other words, there will not be multiple sizes of tablets.
No.
They will all be
No, because we will realize we don't need that middle size. Whatever size it is now. That's the problem I have with it, that it's not any more convenient than the laptop to lug around and it's not as convenient as the smartphone. It's about backpack and pocket.
All right.
Backpack and pocket. And this is just like the laptop in that it's backpack, but not pocket.
Okay, so let's specify. This iPhone that I'm holding up, this is the size that you're talking about. Anything bigger than this will not exist.
Not exist, correct.
Okay, how much do you want to bet on that?
It'll be a laptop, or it'll be like that. It'll
and
be
the
that size.
The laptop must have a keyboard, a physical keyboard, and cannot be touchscreen.
Right.
Okay, let's bet on this.
Okay.
I'm about to make a lot of money
because
we're 1 year into this, right? How much do you want to bet? $10,000. You have 4 years to save up. We both have 4 years to save up and put that in escrow.
How about $5 million?
Okay, now you're getting ridiculous.